Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
I hate Mondays. I hate Mondays as much as the rest of you. But maybe, just maybe, for at least the next couple of months, maybe these podcasts might make Monday just a little brighter. We shall see. Thank you very much for tuning in once again for our rough draft, is what we're calling these podcasts, because, well, let's face it, you know, a rough draft, you can write it all down, you scribble all over it, and you redo it. That's what we're doing here. And we got rough drafts every day of the week, leading right up till April 25th, draft day. Really looking forward to that. Today, we're going to take a look at the winners from the NFL Scouting Combine, which was last weekend. Not yesterday, but last weekend. We'll also take a look at the losers tomorrow. Coming up on Wednesday, it'll be mail day. Email me your draft questions. Anything regarding the draft or free agency, how free agency might be affecting the draft, specific free agent acquisitions, whether it be free agents or through a trade. You can email me. It's Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com. Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. Pawlowski, think of it as paw, a dog's paw, low, as in high or low, and ski, like a ski lodge. P-A-W, paw, L-O-W, S-K-I, Pawlowski. Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com. We will answer your emails on Wednesday. And if your email's not read this week, we will try and squeeze it in within the next couple of weeks. Today, though, we are looking at the winners from the Combine. And there were some guys at the top of the draft that we expected to do well. Aaron Curry. I mean, the guy weighed in at over 250 pounds, 6'2", and ran a 4.55 40. He could fly all over the field. To me, by far, especially after Michael Crabtree, and I don't think Michael Crabtree, I'm not going to consider him a loser from the Combine, but Michael Crabtree, who was listed at 6'3", big difference between 6'3" and 6'1", which is what he really measured out as at the Combine. So to me, I really love Aaron Curry. I think he can be a leader of your defense for many years to come, and I do think that the Lions should think very hard after having the worst defense in football last year, about maybe drafting an Aaron Curry and going after a quarterback maybe a little deeper into the draft. They have another first-round pick maybe there, or maybe at the top of the second round. But I love what Aaron Curry did at the Combine. He just proved to me what he did all season long, that he's a playmaker, he can run sideline to sideline, and he's big and strong and physical. That's quite a combination for a linebacker. Other guys who did well at the Combine, another high draft pick, Jason Smith, to me, established himself as the number one tackle in the draft. He put up 225 pounds a bunch of times. I believe it was over 30. He also ran a good 40 time, showed very fluid hips, and apparently was very good in the interview process, establishing himself as the number one tackle prospect for offensive linemen. Brian Arakpo did go down with an injury later on in the Combine, but had an excellent workout as well. 260 pounds, 6'4", ran a 4.640. So the guy has some speed off the edge, could be a defensive end in a 4.3. More than likely, one of these 3-4 teams at the top of the draft will look at him as an outside linebacker. Darius Heyward-Bey was the standout among wide receivers at the Combine, running a 4.3 flat 40. That was, I believe, the second fastest 40 time at the Combine in the past however many years, long time. Darius Heyward-Bey, who, by the way, 6'2", 210 pounds. My problem with him, watching him on film, a little inconsistent on film, but we're talking about the winners from the combine, and he definitely was one of those winners. Evander Hood, defensive tackle out of Missouri. You've heard me talk about him before. 6'3", 300 pounds, runs a 4.88 40, showing quickness off the ball, and he is full of energy. Anytime you see him on film, he is always going full speed. He's not a guy that's going to take plays off. And Cornelius Ingram, you know, to me, from the Florida Gators, this is a guy who missed all of the 2008 season with an ACL injury. He goes to the combine, runs a 4.6 40, shows good size, 6'4", 250 plus pounds, and was running good routes, and also catching the ball with his hands. I really like Cornelius Ingram. Even though he missed 2008, I think he could be a very surprise pick, and it wouldn't surprise me if he snuck into the second round. This after not playing all of last season, some consider him a fourth, fifth round pick. I think Cornelius Ingram is just the type of player that might intrigue a team to take a look at him possibly in the second round. And one team that comes to mind, the New England Patriots. You know that connection between Bill Belichick and Urban Meyer. Would not surprise me if the Patriots took a shot at Cornelius Ingram. The Patriots definitely want to improve their tight end position over Ben Watson. So there you go, your winners from the Combine for today on Monday. Tomorrow we will have the losers from the Combine, so make sure you tune back in for that. You can check out my webpage at 620wdae.com, keyword blitz, and also keep it coming here all the time throughout the week, not just for draft coverage, but great Buccaneer coverage right here at joebucksfan.com. I will talk to you tomorrow right here for another edition of The Rough Draft. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the sports animal.